Daf is being given as a class of Nishmas Mishum and Ramabas, for which Lena tried to open the chips of Rachel, Asher Basreda, and Spur Bas Zahava, Besar Shrikhil Israel, because of the Chayim, they kept us in Eretz Israel. Mantav Kafal from an Aleph, top line, Tanu Rabbonim, and Oysim Eitzim Lechorosh, Last week's man Kisev, Asme and Safsal, Safsal, Asme and Kisev, Remei Oymei Noisim Loi, Demei Eitzav, Yehuda Imer Imer Shvach Yetzir El Yitzia, Noisim Loi Es Yitzia, Vim Yitzia, Yisir El Eshvach, Noisim Loi Es Hashvach. Remeir says, the din is, that you koine b'shinoi. So if I give you wood, and I turn it into a chair, even though I was supposed to make a bench, and I turn it into a chair, and so since it started as wood, and now it's a kli, so now I'm koine b'shinoi, and therefore, I paid my Eitzav. Yehuda says, no, you're not going to machine in that way. You are going to have to give it whichever is better. If the appreciation from Eitzim to a Safsal or Kisei is greater than the costs involved in creating it, so then I give you the Yitziah, take the Shvach and go on. Well, if it's reverse, I tell you, you keep the Shvach, here's the Yitziah, and give it back to me and goodbye. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I pay you for the shvach. I take it and goodbye. Moider a meir. A meir is moider. Nelson eitzim lachorish lashes me'am kisei no'av. Also me'am kisei chor. If I tell you, go make a nice chair for me, and you go ahead and you make a bad chair for me, right? Safsal no'av. Also safsal kor. I tell you, make a nice bench, and you go make an ugly bench. Ima shvach yes or al yitzia. Noisim leidim yitzia. Then Remeir is moider, because that's not a shina that you're going to be kind with. You just didn't do a good job. So then, if the shvach is yes al tia, you pay for the yitzia. Nice and late to me yitzia, you pay for the yitzia. The yitzia, you say al shvach. Nice and late to me a shvach. And if the expenses are greater than the appreciation, then you just pay for the appreciation. Right? There's moida that has to be a real shino. It can't just be that I didn't do it to, you know, my quality was off in what I did. What exactly means a kor? We said that it was you did it the right way, but you did it with, you know, worse, lower quality. Not ingredients, contents, whatever it is. Ibai Elohu. Umar asks like this. Yesh shvach samonim al temer, oy ein shvach samonim al temer. Is there appreciation of samonim, of dyes, on the wall or not? Hey chidami, what does this mean? Ilay medu gozol samonim medakinhu vitarinu vitzava behen. If you're going to tell me, it means I stole the dye and I cooked it up. Mixed it around. I put in the wool. And now, what do I have? I have dyed wool. Right? The dye is gone. The wool is now taken into the wool. Typically, mishum de kaninu b'shinoi. So then I'm chayv to pay you for the dye because I was kaninu b'shinoi. Like where it says, leitzvicha, you know what the case is? You dekozel samanim shuriyim v'tzavabuhu. You stole dye that was already cooked and everything, and then you used it to go ahead and die with it. So, my geish shvach samonim al gabi tzemer. Do we say that there's shvach samonim al gabi tzemer? The amar li that he could say to him, the nigzal could say, havli samoni d'shekel dinu, give me back my samonim that are in this da, in this wool. Oy dama in shvach samonim al gabi tzemer. Or do we say that there's no shvach samonim al tzemer? Real question is chazus a milsehi or not? The Amar Lei Leslie Gabach Vlei Midi. I don't have anything from you, right? So what happened? I took the dye, I put it into the wool. Now the wool turned red. Now you say, give me back my red dye. I say, I don't have anything. It's just an appearance here. There's nothing to it. So what am I supposed to give you back? Or do we say no? Appearance is something, and therefore you would have to give back the dye that's in it. Back to Gemara. Zak to Gemara. 1 second. Even if there is, even if you're going to say it's chazus la milsi, and there's no shvach, and ain shvach samonim al gabei tzemer, right? Because chazus la milsi, so what? He could say to him now, the gazlin could say to him, I have nothing of yours here. Namele, let the nigzal say back to him, havli samoni dafsatinu. Give me back the dye that you stole. Even if you're going to say that, you're right, in this tzemer, we're not going to look at it as if there's dye in it, like that there's a mamashus of dye in it, but he could still say to him, you stole my dye. It's not in the pot anymore. I don't care where it is. You have to pay me for that. So It says El Al Hach Gitzu. You say like the question is like this: Ein Shvach Samanu Agabi Etzemer Ubo Yishlu Milei. Do we say there's no Shvach Samanu Al Tzemer and he needs to pay him for the dye that he used? Oy Dilma, do we say Yesh Shvach Samanu Agabi Etzemer? We say that there is Shvach Samanu Agabi Etzemer. There's the mamashos of the Shvach on the Tzemer. Vamalei, and then Gazan could say Hamanchi Kamach Shaklinu. Yeah, they placed here in front of you. Come and take it. Where it says it, Shaklinu B'mai. What are you going to take it with? Shakle B'tzafon? Where it says Shakle B'tzafon? You'll take it with detergent. It says Tzafon Avuri Ma'aver. Hashavu Le'ovid. Detergent removes it from there. Like you can get the dye off with detergent, but you're not going to get back the mamashas of the dye. You're not returning it. It just removes it from there and gets rid of it. So you're not doing, you're not completing a hashava. So Ella, where it says Hachim Ma'eskinon, what are we talking about? He go in the gazel tzemer v'samanim dechad. I stole the guy, the gazlan stole samanim dye and wool of the same person. V'tzavie lahu tzemer b'hanach samanim, and he went ahead and he dyed the wool with that dye. Now v'kamahader le'nihle the tzemer, and he handed it back the dyed wool. Right, so yeshvach samanim agav tzemer v'kahader le'samanim v'tzemer. Do we say there is shvach samanim agav tzemer? Chazusa Milsa, these mamashus of the dye here that was handed back to him, along with the wool, and he returned back to him, wool and dye. Aydama, ain't shvach samanim agav tzemer. Do we say no? Chazusa lav milsa, there's no mamashus to the dye here. Vitzemer mahadale, samanim lo mahadale. He returned back wool. He returned back colored wool, but he didn't return dye. So therefore, he still owes him for the dye. So Amri Gemara says, one second. But it went up in value. It started off as white wool, now it's red wool. What? Red wool is more expensive. So he caused the appreciation. So he is returning it then. He's paying for it. He says, no, where it says, the value of the dye went down. Dyed wool went down. Now white is the in thing, so white is cheaper, is more expensive than red. That's one way. Or you can say, Gagoin Shatzava Behu Kufa, where he went ahead and dyed. Either it means he used it instead of wool, he dyed a monkey of the guys. So he stole a monkey and dye of the same person, and then he used the dye to color the monkey bright purple. So there's no appreciation in the value of the monkey for having him being purple. So therefore, you would, if you hold in mamashas, and then it's chazus elav milsa, in shvach samanim agabe tzemer, so then the monkey, you return the monkey, the same value as it was before, then you still have to pay for the dye. If you say, yesh shvach samanim chazus milsa, then when you return the monkey, the dye is in it, I return the dye as well. It's similar to the previous case of tzemer and and the dye. The other pshat Rashi brings of kufa kaif is not that it's a monkey, but rather it's a kupa shal natsarim. It's a basket of woven people. But again, it's not going to change in value based on the dye being in it. Ravina Amar Ravina says, what are we talking about here? Ki goin de tzemer dechad v'samon en dechad. You have wool of one person and dye of another person. V'ka'asi kaif. And along comes a monkey. V'tzave lahu tzemer b'hanach samanim, and he goes ahead, and this monkey, not owned by anybody, we don't know this monkey, comes and does some monkey business, and he dyes the wool with these dye. I had to. Because now he dyed the wool, so it was business. So now, yeshavach samani al gabi tzemer, d'amel li'ay havli samani digabach ninu, can the guy who owns the samanim turn to the owner of the wool and say, hey, give me back my dye. There's my mashas here in your wool. Give me back my dye. Oy doma. Do we say ain't shvach samanim agami tzemer v'amalei? Do we say that there is no value? There is no mamashas to the dye in the wool v'amalei? And the owner of the wool will say lesl gaboy klum. I don't have anything of yours. Right? He didn't do anything. He didn't do a maisa, so he has no reason to have to pay him. But if he's holding onto something that doesn't belong to him, he has to return it. So if there's mamashas, he has to give it back the dye. There's no mamashas to it, then he doesn't have to give back the dye. So, now, let's try to bring a raya. Toshima. Beged shetzavu b'klipei orla. A beged that is dyed with the peels of orla fruit. Orla is asur b'hana. And the peel of the fruit is also asur b'hana. So now, yidlak. You have to burn it. You have to get rid of it. Burn it. Can't use it. Can't have enough from it. Amma, what do we see? The fact that the b'risa requires us to burn this beged, to amma chazusa milsehi. We see there is mamashas here. There's mamashas to the dye that I'm having hana from. Therefore, I must burn it. So what do we see? Yishvach saman agabe tzemer. Chazusa milsehi. Amma, Rava says no. Klipe Yerla is not a good raya, because hana anir la'inayim asra toira. A hana that's visible to the eyes, the Torah asserted. Right? Normally, that might be it might not be considered a mamashas, but the Torah went ahead, even though that there's no mamash, but since you're able to see from it, you get to appreciate it, you know, with your vision, that is considered a hana that the Torah asserted. The sanya, because we learned in the Braisa, arelim lo yeyachol, right? When the Pasuk says that is telling us that arle is asserted, so it says, right? So it says three lashonis of orla in the brisa there. All right, in the pasuk there, not the brisa, in the pasuk. So the brisa is the darshaning this three times. It says arelim lo yeyachel. Ein li ela isar achila. Arelim lo yeyachel. Right, the first 3 years it's considered orla. You're not allowed to eat it. So I only know in Isar Achila. How do I know you can't have enough from him? Any enough from it, and you can't die with it, and you cannot use it for fire to fuel a flame. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, Varaltam or Losoi Espirio Arelim Loyakal. The rabbi says cooling. It has all these three lashonis of Arla calling him Orla three times and Layachal, he can't eat it, to tell me that all types of Hana are going to be Asar, including Layitzbabai, which is only causing that you're able to see the Hana from it. So you can't bring me a Raya from Orla that it is always Kazusa Milsi, because there is a special din that it will still be Asar, even if you would hold Kazusa Lav Milsi. All types of Hana are Asar. Toshima, draw a Raya now from Shvias, Beged Shetzavu B'Klipe Shvias, a Beged that was dyed with the skins, the peels of fruits of meat to fruit. Yadlik, right? When the Zman beer comes, you no longer have enough from it. Go ahead and, I'm sorry, you're not allowed to, before that it's usher, because you did business with it, right? I used it to dye this thing so that I can now sell whatever it is. So now it becomes usher, bahana, because it is schoira of shvias, right? So Gemara says, yadlik, you have to burn it. Shani also, the Gemara says, no, that's not a good raya, because over there it's different also. Dhamma Kra, Basuk says, Tia Bav Yasai Tehei. Shall be, it's always, it'll remain B'Kedusha Shemitah wherever it is. So even though, you could say Chazusa Lav Milsa, still, the appearance of it will still retain the din of Shemitah. Rav asked the Stira in Mishnayos. Tanan and learned in the Mishnah. Beged Shetzavu B'Klipi Yarlo Yidlak. A beged that has died b'klipei arla, you have to burn it. Amma, what do you see? Chazusa milsi. That parents is something, right? That the chazusa has mamashas to it. Vermini, I'll ask you a stira. Revius dam she nivalo b'bayis. A revius adam. A revius adam of a mace is metama ba'oyel, right? If you have it. So now, it gets absorbed into the house. Habayis tame, that the house is tame. It means the kelim in the house, because the house itself can become tame, because it's karka. So it means that the kelim in the house become tami. V'ami lo habayis tahar, and some say that the house is tahar. V'loy pligi, and they're not arguing. Haba kelim dahavu meyakara. This is the kelim where kelim were there prior to the revius adam being brought in. Haba kelim da'asu libesayf, and this is where kelim come in after. Right, so you have a revius adam that gets absorbed into the floor of the house, right? So the kelim that were there when the revius adam came into the house. So the bias is mal on the revius dam, all the kelim that are there, tame. Now it gets absorbed in, you can see it. There's a nice huge blood stain on the floor of a revius dam. Now you bring in other kelim, they're going to be tar. Nivalo b'ksus, it gets in, absorbed into clothing. The Revi'is time gets absorbed into clothing. So the Ryan...
Clothing?
Oh, I'm not sure why it came out that way. Ryan and Miskabeses Haksos V'yotim men Revi'is time. We see if you can wash the clothing and remove from it a Revi'is time. Rashi says you, it seems like you're not actually washing it, you're sticking it in water and seeing if it displaces a Revi'is of... Well, I guess, wait, that's what he means. You wash it, you first put it into water, see how much water it displaces, right? Then you wash it to remove the dam from it, and you put it back into the water, and to see how much it displaces now. Now, if that difference between the two is a Revi'is, then you'll know that a Revi'is dam was in there, okay? So now, if you have this ksus, it has a Revi'is dam in it, the yotzer men a Revi'is dam, and you can remove from it a Revi'is of dam, tameh, v'im lav, tar. It's tameh, and if not, it's tar. Now again, this kli is obviously, this beged is obviously tameh because it touched the Revi'is of dam, right? Mm-hmm. So it's touched with negiyah. What it means is, if something is mal over it after that, is it going to be metameh tumas oil or not? Do you have Revi'is dam with the metameh or not? Now, what do we see from this though? We see Chazus Alav Milsa, we know Revi'is Adam was absorbed in. Yet we're not considering it Mamashas to be there. What, didn't we just say Revi'is Chazus Milsa? Didn't we learn from Tzava B'Klipe Yorla as Chazus Milsa? Or it says, Amar Rav Kahana says, Mekule Revi'is Shanu Kan Bedam Tvusa D'Rabbanon. Kahana says, you can't ask a steerer from this Mishnah because this Revi'is Adam that we're talking about here is Dam Tvusa, Dam of a dying person. That is only asur midrabbanon because it's a suffix of when it came out. Person got stabbed, right? And now he's bleeding out. The revi'is adam, right? If the revi'is adam comes out before he dies, then it's tar. If the revi'is adam comes out after he dies, then it's tummy. But we're not sure when it happened. So misafik we hold it as tummy, but it's only midrabbanon because we don't know vada that it came out. So therefore, here once we're dealing with the Tumat Rabbanon, the Dam Rabbanon, we are going to be we're only going to be mitameit if we know for sure there is a Revi'is Dam there. Once it is absorbed, it's already a suffix of it. So now we're going to say Chazus will be Lav Melsi. We're Mekel because it's Tam Rabbanon, Dam Rabbanon, Dam Tamei Rabbanon. Rava Rami. Rabbi asked the Stira, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mimin Hatzoivin Sapiche Stim V'Kutza. From the types of dyings that you can use, you have aftergrowth of safflower and goad? Woad. That's close. I have no idea what these things are. Either way, these are things that will grow up.
Safflower is a thing. There's safflower oil, I've heard of.
I've heard of it. I have no idea what it is. Either way, it's things that the fruit, that it's only growing. It's growing on its own in Shemitah.
Okay? It's a dyer's.
It's a dyer's plant. Yeah, I got that. Because yesh lahen shvius uledemei in shvius. There's a din Shemitah on it, and there's a din to its money. Meaning, if you start doing business with it, then the money will also have kedusha shvius. Yesh lahen beer. There's a din to get rid of it when the time zman beer comes. Of Shemitah fruits, will demand beer and to the money to get gotten rid of it. Use that. Alma, what do we see? Etim yeshvehem mishum kedusha shvius. You have here this safflower and goat and woad is only it's a plant. There's no fruit to it. So what do you see? Etim has a din kedusha shmita. Verminu, I'll ask you a stira. Ale konim v'ale gefanim, the leaves of reeds and the leaves of grape leaves. Shegivivon bechava al pnei asada, that you gathered it together to store in the field. Lachton la'achila, it's going to make a difference how you collected it. Lachton la'achila, if you took it to eat it, yishmem kedusha shvius. Then, since they're edible, and you collected it to eat, so then it has a din shmita. Le'etzim, but if you took it to burn, ein behem mishum kedusha shvius, does not have a din kedusha shmita. Why? Because Eitzim don't have a din kedusha shmita. So now I have a stira. I thought we said Eitzim has a din kedusha shmita, and now you're telling me Eitzim doesn't have a din kedusha shmita. It says Mishani, and we answered Amar Kra. The pasuk says La Achla, to eat it b'misha hanasa yubiyurei shavin. says to eat it, it has to be something that the Hana and the Bior from this world happen at the same time. When you're going ahead and consuming this thing, it's consuming it, and the Hana, the consumption and the Hana happen at the same time. When you eat something, you eat it, you're getting the Hana right away, you're taking it out of the world while you're eating it, right? It's happening at the same time. But when it comes to burning wood, what are you doing with wood? You burn it to then fuel the oven. After it's burnt, the heat is going to remain, the coals that are created from it is going to remain, is going to keep your oven hot. So when is the Hana happening? After the fact. Yatzu esim shahanasam achar biuran. That excludes etzim, the Hana happens after the biur. Affecting marve, ke etzim de moskon, the hanasam biur and shavin. What about etzim that you use for light? There's certain woods that have oils within it that you light the piece of wood and you're going to use it as a torch. It says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Stam Eitzim Lahasaka. Stam Eitzim are Lahasaka. They're not to light up. Therefore, we consider everything, we consider the Eitzim to be Lahasaka, and therefore it's not Biuran and Biuran Shavin, even though you might use it for something that's going to be used for Hana and beer that's happening at the same time, still you're going to be still that's not the typical, so therefore Stam Eitzim will be La'asaka. So now the difference is going to be when you have something like safflower and wood, those things, the dyeing, it's happening as soon as the biurin is happening at the same time. You cook it up and put the wool in together to dye it, so now that's how you're getting it dyed. The biurin is happening at the same time. When it comes to Ale Gefanim, there are those who eat it one way. There's those who use it for food. There are those who use it for Hasaka. So it makes a difference whether you're going to use it. Are you using it for Hasaka? Then you're not going to be, it's not going to have Kedusha Shemitah, because Kedusha Shemitah is only Chal if it's Biur and it's happening at the same time. Those Eitzim are used for Hasaka, which is to burn, to create heat after it was burnt, so then the Biur and the Hana are not Shavin, so therefore it won't work. And if you collected it for eating, so then that's going to be, it's going to be biurin and hanos and shavin, so therefore it will be that it will have Kedushas Shemitah. And we'll stop here. Okay.